Blog Talk Radio.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and breeze, islands and seas, mountains of rain and
now my
What a beautiful song to start Journey into the Light on a Thursday evening, Thursday night, depending where you're at. It could be even afternoon if you're on the West Coast. Thanks for joining us here. We have 3 hours straight tonight, so stay with us. We'll have a different guest every hour, and we'll be finishing off with medium Vincent Pace. Stay with us. A lot of great guests. And for you listeners out there who are listening to us live right now, chat room is just open. So if you want to refresh everything, you'll be able to come on in there. And so we're going to be joined in with Lisa Zayas, psychic medium. It's really great. She's here on a different time and different day, which I always think is really great is because people don't people can listen on certain days, but not every day. And some people may be able to listen on Tuesdays, but not Wednesday. And, you know, and vice versa on all different days. So it's really great to have Lisa here. And she's also going to be taking your phone calls. So dial on into the show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone if you want to speak to Lisa, okay? Very important to do. I'll come to you in the screening room as well. So be by your phones, be close by your phones. I think that's pretty much it, right? Okay, so great evening ahead. And let's go and bring in Lisa on to the show. Welcome back, Lisa.
Hey, how are you? Good to hear
Doing
you
good.
Today. I'm glad we got I'm glad we got to do the show this week. That makes me very happy.
Great. Well, definitely going to do that. It's great to have you on a different day, too. I think it's just great to get, you know, different energy and a different group of people and all that.
Absolutely. And you great. Looks like you have such a great lineup, so that's wonderful. I figured I'd do an easy topic, but a topic that a lot of people have asked me about, so I thought I would share this with your audience. And that's a lot of people have asked me about when you call your four corners. A lot of people do it in different religions. The Native Americans call the corners when they're beginning ceremony. There's just a variety of religions that do that. And there's no right way to do it. So I was going to share a little bit about how I do it. And I actually call the four angels. That's how I do it. I've been doing that for years. It's what speaks to my heart. It's how, even before I come on the show, at least 10 minutes before I come on the show, I call the four corners and I call my angels and I ask them each for something, and that's what I'll explain. Again, there's no right or wrong way. So if this speaks to your heart, you know, feel free to email me if you want more information. There's a lot of information, of course, on, you know, on the internet. So when you first start, people call different corners, have different directions to face. Native American, my husband calls the South. I prefer to call the East. I've been taught that way, and that's because that's where the sun greets me in the morning. So I call the East. The angel of the East is Raphael, and I will tell you a little bit about him, and then I'll tell you personally what he does for me and see if this is akin to your heart also. Raphael speaks to the Geminis, the Libras, and the Aquariuses out there. Okay, and his season is spring. The time of day is dawn. And the most important is that his element is air. Okay, so if you want to commune with Raphael, you're going to have feathers. You're going to maybe burn some incense for the smoke. And that's how you would reach Raphael. He is also the healer. And very important since a lot of guests do Reiki. He is the protector of all healers. Therefore, he would also be the protector of doctors, nurses, midwives, anyone who does any kind of work to help another human being. So when I call Raphael personally, I would ask that he would help me when I do my readings to enable me to see what that person needs. What healing does that person need? What are they looking for? What aspect of their question is so pertinent that they need it to be answered so that they can move on. And even just a slight word or something I say that could help them move along is what I ask for Raphael. He is also the very gentle angel. You can sit with him. He's just a gentle, full of love. I always see him in a green, sometimes in blue, but a very gentle one. All right, so then we move to the south. And the south is Michael. And for those who are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, your angel would be Michael from the south. And his colors to me are always in red. He represents the summer, noontime, and fire, the element of fire. So if you wanted to commune with him, you can go do fire walking, which I have done, and it's a wonderful experience. If you ever can fire walk, it's great. Of course, lighting a candle, the flickering of the candle, is another great way to commune and get to know Michael, even just meditating with him. Michael, to me, has the sword and the shield, and it's not for battle as you think. When I call Michael, I ask that I am the spiritual warrior, that I kind of cut through the crap, so to speak, and I'm protected with his shield, that he protects me, God guides me, and helps me to be strong, you know, to see that this is, I create my own reality. And there are days when I'm sure a lot of us wake up and we're just tired and we just don't know how to move on. You know, the thing in Manchester, I'm sure, upsets everybody, and you just wonder, like, really? And Michael remembers, you know, he reminds us, I should say, to pick up that sword, you know, take that shield up, and get up. You know, you are a spiritual warrior. I look at him as a very testosterone angel. He's one of my fierce ones. You really just don't, you know, when you call him, expect action and know that it's going to be done. They say that he's also protector of police officers, security guards, hunters, armed service, and personnel, which makes sense because he has the sword and the shield. So if you want to get in touch with Michael, you go to the south and you can meditate on the color red. And remember again, like we said in the last shows, that it's not just Michael, but the family. You call a family of Michael, you call the family of Raphael. So you might get different family members that represent family of Michael. All right, so that's your east. That's your south. So now we go to the west. And I refer to this side as Gabrielle. Some people might say Gabriel, but I refer to it as Gabrielle. She represents the Cancers, the Scorpios, and the Pisces. All right. Her color for me is gentle. It's also blue. It could be a light blue, kind of similar to Raphael when she comes, but it's a very, very light blue, and sometimes maybe a little yellow, she shows me. Her season is the fall, and her time of day is dusk, and most importantly, her element is water. So if you wanted to commune with her, simply having a bowl of water, having a seashell, anything from the sea, would be nice. Some people carry shark teeth with them or something like that. That would be a representation of Gabrielle. For me personally, she represents good thoughts, good words, and good intentions. I always ask her when I do a reading, I ask that I am succinct, accurate, and correct, that my words hit home, that I listen carefully, and that I do not judge, but simply listen to the information and give the best information I can, like a mother. So I ask her to give me the art of knowing what to say, how to say it, and to say it in a motherly, comforting, and loving way. So Gabrielle to me is another very strong angel. She is no nonsense, and there's a lot of lore about who she is and what she's, you know, she's part of. But that would be personally for me. So good thoughts, good words, good intentions. To me, she's the mother, the protector. And that's what I ask from. All right, so you got those three. And then you move over to the last one. And I have to say he might be my favorite because he is Uriel. And he is for Tauruses, Virgos, and Capricorn. And I am a Virgo, so my heart does go to Uriel. He is in greens and browns. Those are my two favorite colors. I could surround the whole world with green and brown, and I would be quite happy. His time is the winter, which is a great time to settle down and go into your cave and kind of recreate yourself. His time is midnight. I don't usually get to see that time, but his time is midnight. And the most important is that his element is the earth. And for most Virgos out there, if your hands aren't in the dirt right about now, you're not happy. I am never happier than when I'm in my garden getting, you know, dirty and pulling plants and planting plants and just constantly working with the earth. Uriel is a protector of all intuitives. Anyone born in September out there, any Virgos born in September, you have a very strong calling to be a psychic and intuitive, to do any kind of any healing arts. He is also what they call a terminator angel, meaning he is no nonsense. So you have three no nonsenses, and then you have Raphael, who's like, can we just all get along and be nice? He, to me, is the bringer down of the mudslides, the avalanches, the protector of the earth. When we destroy the earth and do things to the earth hits back. And so he is a great protector of the earth. And something that when I do my readings, I ask that since he is the protector of intuitives, that he helps me to be able to continue my passion, that he allows me to get better every day and to remember why I'm here on earth. Again, there is no, this is not the absolute. This is not the only way to do it, but those are the four angels. I then finish with always looking up to the Creator and just thanking him for allowing me to be here. And usually it's done in a way of gratefulness and peace. I then bring the cards to my heart, and I ask that what is as above be so below, and what is as so below be above, meaning that I now draw the Creator into my heart where he always lives, and then I touch the floor. And giving reverence to Gaia to keep me grounded, to keep me humble. So always allow me to know that my time here is fleeting and that to make the best of it. So there you have it. You have Raphael from the east, Michael from the south, Gabriel from the west, Uriel from the north, the Creator, yourself, and Gaia. And that's how I do the cards every time. I do not start a reading without, even if I start, if I have to stop and do another reading during the later part of the day, I will bless the cards again. It's just a way of knowing that you are just an instrument, that we are here just as instruments to help mankind and to understand and respect. You don't have to. I'm not saying if you didn't, you would be wrong. There are many people who just grab the deck and they can throw a card out, and that's fine. There's times where you just need to do that, and that's fine. But to understand and respect the power of the cards, to understand and respect that many of us intuitives are not, well, most of them should be, are not getting the information from ourselves, that the information never comes from us. It always comes from a higher source. And these four, course, with the Creator and our own soul and Gaia, allow us to give the readings that we do on the show. It cannot be any otherwise. It just can't be. It's no one has those that information unless you are truly plugged in and understand the magic that is going on. So if you have any questions, please feel free. I hope that was a little bit more insightful. Again, no matter how you call them, you may like to start at the south, or if you want to start at the north, that's fine. Just do something that's comfortable for you, something that you do automatically and that speaks from your heart, and you'll be fine. Okay, Michael, and that's our little angel lesson for tonight.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Lisa, for sharing that. That was really great. I enjoyed it, and I know the listeners would too.
Good, I'm glad.
And, yeah.
Calling from Illinois.
Hi.
My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Illinois.
Hey, Lisa, how are you tonight?
Good. I like your name.
Oh, I like yours too. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, so I just wondered, I was going to be moving, I'm hoping. I was wondering what you see with that, coming up. this year and next year.
Okay. All right. Are you doing this for your like yourself? Your first card that comes out is self. So right away, this move has to do with bettering your. Okay.
Yeah.
When you pull the self card, it's actually like pulling the fool in the tarot. It's the same thing. It's like, okay, why are you doing this? And you're doing it for all the reasons, and it's for yourself, which is not a bad reason at all. All right. Do not be closed. Okay. This is a great card because this card represents to be in the world but not of it. You know, and people always wonder what that means. And to be in the world but not of it is to realize that you are such a divine spark that don't get hung up in all the little things that happen here, but to realize how really powerful you are, that you are more than all of this. Even this move does not make or break you or define you. If you choose to do it, then let yourself be, you know, do it on yourself, but this move does not define you.
So do you see, like, I was going to get a bigger property and hopefully I'm going to be able, like, I think definitely to move up. And I really, really want this. I'm wondering, like, I really want to move out of the area I'm in. Do you feel that that is the right decision? I mean, because I could move to a suburb nearby, but I'm kind of going back in the direction where I grew up. I want to maybe have a second home later in Arizona or something for the winter, but something little. But I feel like my major thing, I want to be bigger and in a nicer neighborhood and maybe a safer area too, where it's, you know, just really like just a lot less traffic and, you know, not riffraff from the city. And, you know, just, I hate to say it, but, you know, Chicago's changing quite a bit. And you know, I'm not sure that this area is good for me anymore.
Security. I definitely see her. I see that the card Gateway comes up and it's reversed. It always means that something's happening. It does also mean that it's a quickening. There's a quickening to get to this Gateway. A little bit like almost you feel like as if someone's pushing you along the way. The quality of this passage depends upon your attitude and upon the clarity of your intention. Again, that brings me to what the counsel said about the self. Make sure that what you're doing is for yourself. You know, make sure that that you have integrity and that you're doing this honestly with your own heart. You know, that nothing else matters but what you're doing, how you feel about this.
Right, it doesn't matter. Yeah, that's what I thought too. So do you think I'm right, what I'm thinking? It's like about 30 minutes away, 40 minutes from where I live, but it's more in the direction of where I grew up and I've been out of that area for 30 years. It's a totally different suburban area.
I think it would be very nice. I mean, are you able to get around, or are you kind of stuck where you have to, like...
Oh, no. No, no, I can get around, and they have great, like, offerings. Like, the village has, like, the best of everything. It's just it's just a good life, you know? It's a good, clean life.
I think you would be fine, Lisa. I really do. It's going to be really quick, though. So as you feel yourself, you're going to feel as if, you know, when you're in a tidal wave pool and it's just pushing you, allow it to move you. Okay? And as long as you're making decisions for your best interest, you should be fine. As far as getting a second home, I'm not really sure about that, but I'd like to see you make this move first, and then we can talk. Because it's going to be a big move, and you have a lot to do. So let's hold off on the second.
Do you see that happening later this year or like next spring? When do you think I'm gonna make the move?
The quickening starts in 6 months. I don't know why 6 months. I know that's at the dead of the winter, but for some reason it starts to accelerate at the dead of the winter. Maybe because spring's around the corner and that's why it starts moving. The summer's quiet. I don't see you moving right now.
Do you see me though? And purchasing something more in the fall and then moving in the spring, because I still have to sell my place after I buy something. I first want to get that I really like.
What's this? This is so June, July, August, September, October, November. Yeah. 6 months, things will start to move a little bit quicker.
Okay.
So you have
just keep on. Yeah, I just have to stay focused and just, you know, do one thing at a time, you know, because I first have to buy and then sell. And do you see my place going very quickly where I live?
Again, 6 months is what they're saying. Everything happens in 6 months. So I guess it'll be, everything will start, like a domino effect at that time.
Okay, because I'm in a very hot area, like where I am. There's a lot of building going on, so my place has been going up a lot in value, so it's a really good time now. It's going to get very crowded. There are like 1,200 people moving in a small radius, so I think it's best to do it before the spring, too, because it's going to be like nonstop traffic, and, eventually it takes a toll on the place you live. You know, they think it'll be good, but usually it isn't in the long run. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I need to, do this, like right on time. You know what I mean? And get your best profits and everything.
Yeah. No, I definitely see. But take the summer to start packing your stuff and weeding out the stuff you don't need. You know, I would definitely say make sure you do, consignment shops, so not to whatever, or to the to outreach places who could use the stuff. So take the summer to weed out and donate the goods that you're not going to use, and then you'll be moving in that direction.
Yeah, because, my parents died, so I actually have a lot of stuff I'm inheriting. So, I was just going to rent a storage space because it's a lot of good furniture. I'm going to throw away some of my stuff and give some of my stuff to charity. But I'm getting, a lot of things from my parents' home. So I'm going to just, rent something to keep all that because I don't want my place, flooded with furniture. You know, then you can't sell to the best profit. So, I'm going to, do a lot of charity, too, with my parents' stuff. But some of it I'm going to get for myself. So there is a lot of stuff going on. I have to do that portion. I have to buy later. Then I have to sell. So there's a lot going on. And, you just got to keep on top of it.
Yep. And this summer you'll get all that stuff. You'll tie a lot of loose ends up in during the summer, so you'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm going to stay on and listen. You're so sweet, Lisa. Have
Lisa.
A blessed day.
Oh, you too. A blessed night to you, and thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
Okay. Hope everybody can hear me. Can you hear me, Lisa?
You're a little bit garbled, but the listeners, I can hear the listeners, but you're garbled.
Okay. I'm having internet problems here, so we're going to do the best we can. Let's go. 312, you're up next.
Hello?
Okay, let's try this again. Okay,
hello?
You're on. Yes.
Hi. My name is
Portia.
Hi, how
are you?
Fine.
Hi, Portia.
I was just calling. I'm sorry.
What can we do for you tonight?
I just wanted to know what you're seeing for me in general.
All right. In general, do you have a specific question or an idea or not really?
Not really.
Okay.
Because it's just
all
right. I have so much going on right now. So I just wanted to know generally what you're seeing.
Okay, so the first card I pull for you is the Strength card, and it's a very oxymoron card. It's the type of card that you go, really? Because it really does mean that you honor the passage into the darkness and honor the dying because a new life is unfolding. When I tell my students, this is the card that represents death, decay, fertilization, gestation, and rebirth. So I think right now you're feeling you feel like you're really being beat up, but you are a lot stronger than what's going on around you. You are a lot stronger than that. So right now I would say you're in the decay. You passed the death, you're in the decay stage, and things are going to get better, I promise you. But it just seems that it's a little bit dark right now, but you really are a lot stronger. I don't think you tell yourself that enough. All right? When I cross the Warrior card on top, that just means that you're really going through, you're going through some hard stuff. Stuff that I would say is not akin to your, the age that you are. You're going through some, really a lot of grown-up things. Would that be correct?
Well, I just made 28 on the 15th, so yes, I would say that is totally correct.
Okay. So, And you have a very innocent, and I mean that nicely, you have a very innocent aura. I can hear it in your voice. You have an innocence about you that is really getting smashed around, you know, it really is. And the Warrior card says that, you know, basically you just have to be careful. Don't have anything hasty. Don't make any hasty decisions, but just stay the course, okay? Just stay the course, and you'll definitely come out of this. Moving along, I even have the Possessions card, which is number 11. It says ambition satisfied, love fulfilled, and rewards are received. So that's a great card. But right now, you're just kind of going through a dark period. But it's not going to be for long, all right?
Okay.
Is that accurate?
Yes, it does. Do you see, like, how long the you know, situation will proceed or, like, when I'll come out of it?
Okay.
Like, within a time frame?
Okay, is there people that are just, like, taxing you? Is there people that is relationships and taxing you? Is that what the issues are?
Honestly, right now, it's just, like, so crazy. I'm trying to move, and it's, like, my mom doesn't really have a place. My brother doesn't really have a place. And, you know, like, I usually file my income tax around the last possible week of income tax, and it's like I was supposed to be doing stuff I planned on doing stuff for my birthday this year, because I never really do anything for me, and then it's like now I have to move everybody, and it's just a lot. And it's like I'm kind of staying at a job where they kind of nitpick. I don't like them. They don't like me. But, and I know, like, with just me having no kids, I can leave. But I feel like I can't leave because I have my mom and my brother to take care of, which are both older than me.
Okay. All right. So that's the web of a taxing on you.
Yeah. And, it's just a lot. Like, right now, it's like, that with my ex, which is, I heard you say you're a Virgo, he's a Virgo, and it was a lot of drama with him last year, and now it's like he's trying to pick up where we left off, and I'm just like, no, I don't trust you at all. So I'm just, it's just a lot. And I feel like now I have to be, I'm paying my mom's last portion of her rent, and it's like I don't even have, it's like she didn't even find anywhere to move to, so now it's like I have to pay to put the stuff in storage and still look for a place for them, all while I'm the only one working.
Well, that, I mean, that's, all of that is so hard, and that's the taxing, because I'm throwing your cards as you're talking, and I'm seeing breakthrough and I see constraint. So those are both opposite ends. The constraint meaning that someone's just holding you down. It also means that you have to decide, out of everything that's going on, you're going to have to decide which battles you can fight. And only you can decide that. Like, no one really can tell you. Which battles do you need to fight and for Portia to be well? And you have to decide, okay, you know what? This is not for me anymore, whether it's the job or, you know, telling your loved ones, like, listen, I can't do this anymore. Only you can make that decision. Your cards are also saying breakthrough, which means that once you make that decision and you shed those webs, you know, that are holding you, you will be better. But again, you are going to have to decide which of the battles and start. I would start with the smallest one and kind of work your way up, because I think the way you are right now and you're very in the fragile state that you are, I think that you need to fight one small battle at a time. Like, you know, as if like taking little bites off the apple before you just take the whole apple, you know, and say, I can deal with, I'm going to take care of this. This is the second one, I'm going to take care of that. And then you have, most important, Portia, you're going to have to take responsibility. If you decide to continue helping everybody and no one's helping you, then that's a responsibility in your heart you have to reckon with. So you have to really decide to take that bite. Which of these battles am I going to fight so that Portia is okay? You know?
I understand that. I just wanted to know, did you see like a, I know in one of the cards you pulled, you said you seen like breakthrough. Or I just wanted to know, did you see a time frame for situations would be cleared, like at least me finding them an apartment or anything like of that sort?
I get the number 3. I'm hoping it's 3 weeks and not 3 months, but I get the number 3.
Okay.
And it's going to really depend on, it really will depend on how much resistance and how much that you want to put into this. But if there is the number 3. Let's hope it's 3 weeks and not 3 months. But I think you're going to have to put your foot down and say, I'm going to work now. You need to find yourself a place, and that's what you're going to do today. You know, you need to delegate some of
that. That's typically what I've been doing. Like, you know, my mom, she does work one day a week. But typically, like, I go to work and make the money, and she, you know, like, looks for them a place when she has time because she has a lot of health problems and stuff. So she's, like, postponing a surgery that she really needs so she can look for them a place. But like I tell her, like, she kind of gets agitated with me because, you know, seeing the time my birthday just passed, I bought myself a watch, and I couldn't afford to really buy it, but I'm like, you know, it's my birthday and this is my money, and I just want to do something for myself if nobody else is going to do anything for me. And so I bought it, and she's like, oh, I want the same watch. And I'm like, I can't afford to give you the same watch. I have to get your son back up here. I have to pay to, you know, get him back up here because he went out of town with his friends and now he's stranded. Not only do I have to pay to do that, I have to feed you guys every day. And I don't even eat while I'm at work. I eat once a day when I come home, but I make sure that you guys have something to eat. I'm like, I have to put gas in your car. I have to pay for every apartment you go see. Like, I can't do everything by myself. And, like, I just almost feel like I'm the mom, and my brother and my mom are my kids. And I don't even have any kids.
Yeah, there's a lot there, Portia. I mean, we definitely could, you know, I could talk to you more. Definitely Facebook me. But there's a lot there, and you have to... Sometimes a spiritual warrior has to decide which people he's going to keep on his team and what he's going to let go. And you have to really decide where is Portia in all this. And only you can decide that. I wish I can tell you, but, you know, you have free will, and the council's not going to give you that answer. It's a very personal, it's such a, you know, no one can tell you, all right, this is what you have to do. It just doesn't work that way. You have to
a quick question? Do you see anything with me getting another job? Because I really want to leave this job, but I can't right now. But I have been like applying for other places.
Okay. All right, that looks good. You get Dispelling Darkness. All right, you get the card opening. So that means that's a good card. The more light you have. All right, to see who you're working with. All right, opening means that there's going to be a change. So look for signs. That, to me, means that there's something coming. So, yes, I would say yes. The card says yes.
And do you see a time frame for that within the card?
Again, everything seems like it's in 3 weeks. Definitely
okay.
Let me know in 3 weeks what's going on. And you know what? Ask the universe, listen, I need to move this on a little bit. I know that sometimes it's on your time and not my time, but... I really need to see some answers. Ask them to show you some signs and, you know, even some aha moments. I don't care if it's a song on the radio that you hear, but ask them. Say, listen, I need to see some signs that things are going to open up soon.
You know what? It's
right?
Funny that you say that because earlier today, I like get my daily horoscopes and stuff come to my phone. And earlier today, I was reading my horoscope this morning, and it said, you're going to be getting different signs and opportunities. if you don't take those chances, you'll end up with nothing.
Well, definitely reach out to us, to Michael or to myself privately. Let me know. Portia, definitely keep us in the loop, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Bless night.
Okay. I hope you can. Is this better, Lisa? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm also called into the show on a separate cell phone, so I'm really having to work this one. But I'm doing whatever is needed to continue on. So let's go to area code 860. Welcome. First name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Michael. This is Amy. How are you?
Good, Amy. How's everything going?
It's kind of stagnant. I'm just wondering what you see as far as supportive relationships. It's been kind of like, I know you said you're from New York. I'm from Connecticut, and it's kind of been like the spring, really slow going, and, you know, it's just cold one minute, and then it was hot last week, and then it's cold again. And I feel like that with my relationships. I'm really looking for Mr. Right for me, and I'm just wondering, I know I'm shining brighter.
I know I'm shining brighter. Okay, quickening of development. Okay, let me see what we got for you. Contemplation on your part. Hasty decisions at this time may cause regrets.
Okay.
For the probabilities that you'll act out of weakness, so that's what this card says. Do not attempt to go beyond where you have not gone before. Collect yourself and wait for the will of heaven. Your next card is joy, which means if you definitely wait, they do have something for you at the end. But things are a little bit slow. And I think that what's going to happen is that you start to worry, like, okay, you know. And a lot of times, Amy, we do this all the time. I did this last week, and I have to say I was a victim to it last week. I was like, I'm doing everything right. I don't understand why it's not going the way I want it to go. And
yes.
I was so upset last week, and I was like, that's it. I'm throwing my head under the pillow, and I'm not getting up. So my husband came, and he sat at the bed, and he rubbed me, kept rubbing my arm, like, all right, I'll get up, you know?
Well,
but we all get that way, and we get to the way we just, like, want to put the covers over our head and say, you know what, I just don't get it. I don't know what's going on. I feel you, and then I will tell you, though, that I had a big talk with the big guy, and when I talk to him, it's like I'm talking to a friend. I really do. It's hysterical. I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. And that's how I talk to him. And within, I will say, a day and a half, maybe 2 days the most, things just literally just opened up like a well exploded. So, you know, talk to him. That's the best thing I can tell you.
Yes.
And know that he knows, of course, because I kept saying, as I'm saying my piece to him, I'm like, I know you know all this, but I don't care. I'm going to tell you anyway. So it's okay, and I'm sure he laughs at us when we do that, and that's okay too. But your cards show that it's coming. It's just a little bit slow. So, you know, don't avoid any chance meetings. If someone invites you to dinner or a fair, go. You know, get yourself out there. I call it being a conscientious consumer. Shine your light really, really bright so that that other person can see it. And just enjoy yourself. You know, go to chance encounters. Go to places. You know, if you're going to go someplace, walk around. You know, go to places, marketplaces, things like that, and just enjoy yourself. Just really enjoy yourself.
So do you see something in the summer like coming up, or is it just, do you kind of have a time frame of things sprucing up?
Says
I know
it's says sincerity. You know, I think that right now, because you're so worried and anxious about it, it's going to be delayed. So you're gonna have to chill a little bit.
Got
and
it.
Once you find out who you are and what you really want, and that you're okay just being, that's when he's going to come. It's like that person who's so worried about having a baby that they get so stressed out they adopt a baby, and then they get pregnant after they adopted the baby. That's the same thing that they're saying with you. You just need to relax. Because if you're going to be stressed, you're not going to be sending out that light. The light that you're going to send out is going to be they're saying it's like, you know, like sharp shreds of light. You know, it's not going to be pure. It's going to be like tainted, you know.
Yeah,
and you want
to that. Yeah.
So until you get that under control where you're like, you know what, heck, I'm just going to go out and have a great time because I'm Amy and I can. And when you have that attitude and that self-esteem and that composure, you know how it is, like feast or famine. Then, you know, everyone wants to date you.
Yeah, and that's what's happening, Lisa, actually. It's like, as I'm saying, I'm getting like the moth of the flame thing. It's seriously,
okay.
I mean, it's the last 2 weeks. It's just been like that. So I'm a little bit stressed out because I'm like, not control. I'm not saying the control thing and micromanaging. I'm thinking about discernment. Should I ask the angels for more guidance on person that's right for me, not just anybody, who feels that my light is shining brightly? Because that's exactly what's happening, is that these people are coming. Yeah.
I'm definitely a firm believer, since I didn't do so good with in the past, I'm a firm believer that you can tailor make who you want, but with an open mind.
Yes.
And I told the story, it's a long story, but I definitely tailor made my wish and got my husband. And I was pretty open minded, you know.
Yes.
I asked for two particular actors that I think were handsome and you know, smart on the Criminal Minds show. If you know Criminal Minds,
I love that show. Yes.
I asked for someone who was like Shamar Moore and Matthew Gubler.
Oh.
I wanted intelligent, but a little on the darker side, sexy, but a brain. And I didn't care how the package was going to be, but those were my two requirements. And if it wasn't up to my standards, I wasn't even going to look. And lo and behold, my Native American man came along with dark eyes, you know, dark hair, and a brain that just is amazing. So, yes, to everyone out there, to all you women out there, all you men out there, yes, you can tailor make, but you must keep it open mind, because you don't want to be too specific about your recipe, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, you want to be open-minded. And it's funny, when I met my husband, I'll be honest with you, I did not think that was him. It took me a while to realize that God was like, oh, hello, that's him. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize it. And that was the beauty of it. I was like, wow, I am so non-psychic when it comes to me. I stink at it. And there he was, just waiting in the wings, and I'm like, oh, that's him. It's him. So, you know, enjoy it. But, yes, I would say, Amy, if you feel like it, do a little ritual. Listen to the show again. Call your four corners. Talk to your four angels.
Okay.
Listen and light your candle. Put some incense on and, you know, set your intent. You know what? This is what I want. I'm getting older. I want this. This is how I want it to go. And so that's it. You know, place your order at the restaurant and know that it was received by the cook. And wait for the dinner to arrive. That's the best I can tell you.
That's beautiful. Actually, I'll let you go, but I want to leave with this. Today's the new moon, so that's exactly what I did. I wrote the list of new thing of exactly what I want in this list. And I don't think I was too narrow minded either. I was open minded, but I was specific with. I was looking for more quality anyway. It's not necessarily about him having $1 million or anything like that. It was more quality. Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice, but that's the point. So, okay. Thank you so much.
Ask for some money. But keep us posted and, you know, even private message me. I would love to hear how it turns out.
I will. I'll definitely let you know. I love your readings. I love your energy. So, yes, thank you so much. And blessings to you. Happy Memorial Day.
Oh, you too. Blessings to you also.
Absolutely. Take care. Thanks,
all right.
Michael.
Take care, Amy. Happy Memorial Day to you.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. I guess you can hear me all right now. My internet is. Lisa, tell the folks how people can reach you. Any announcements? Or?
Okay, sure. You can reach me at Lisa Zayas, Z-A-Y-A-S, on Facebook. Just message me and I'll friend you. You could also reach me on my website. There is a contact form there, and you can read a little bit about what I do. It's Lisa, Hypnotherapy and Reiki.com. Again, Lisa, Hypnotherapy and Reiki.com. Or if you want to text me, my cell number is 570-269-5649. I'll read that again, 570-269-5649. And yeah, the readings are 45 minutes long and they are $40. So if you would like a private reading with me, we could do a little bit more with the mediumship that I do over the phone, and that would be really nice to connect with the audience for tonight. That's it.
Okay, very good. We're going to take one more call, but folks that are listening, we have two more hours to go, so stay with us, Psychic Little T next, and then Medium Vincent Pace after that. So let's go to New Jersey, and let's bring, with 5 minutes left, Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Take
there?
A second. There she
yeah,
is.
I'm here. Michael forgot to
Hi,
hit
Laura.
It. Oh, I hit it. It's just the system. I'm slow.
How you doing?
The system's slow. Okay.
That's okay. I was wondering if you could tell me how you see this contract going that I'm working on. Do you see me being on it long term, or what? How do you see it going?
Okay. You get the card standstill, so I guess that's good for your question, because standstill means that everything is frozen, like there's not going to be any changes for a while. So I guess you get to stay on that. So it's going to be steadfast, status quo, nothing changing. And the next card is the growth card, which is a great card. So after this, a lot of things will change.
Okay.
Required to fertilize the ground. The only thing is that this card, you have to worry about time, your timing. After you finish this contract, be careful with timing. All right?
Timing with
that.
What does that mean?
You know, just make sure that everything you're doing is from your heart. Like, you know how you do something, you're like, I really shouldn't be doing that? Listen to that gut instinct when you come out of this contract, okay?
Well, yeah, I know. I needed the job, though, because I was out of work for 6 months. So I'm grateful for the income because I needed it. But I would like my next job to be one where I really love it. I don't know where that's coming, which contract or what job that's going to be. But I do know that I want my next job to be the right one that I love. I know I
okay.
want that.
I think that's
going to be a while down the road, though?
No, because I think once you put that intention into the universe, I think you can have it. The growth card is reversed, but it's saying that, what do you want? Whose needs are important? Yours, others? You know, what are you doing? How are you growing? You know, how are you getting back on track? It's an interesting card because it shows like a tree, and then there's like a part of the tree that goes out and comes right back, like as if you were on a road and you took a detour, but you want to get back on the road. I would say that you're on a detour right now because you're at a job you don't like, but you have ample opportunity to get back on the right road. So the next time, make decisions. Like, again, timely decisions. That's why the card says timely decisions, because you want to make decisions that will be for your best interest. So after this contract, be timely, be mindful, so that you do pick the right job.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Like, don't just trip anything, and you'll be in the same spot. You'll be miserable.
Yeah, I know. But I am grateful for the income. I need it. I really do. So I'm grateful for that. But yes, I need to find the right job, the one where I'm going to really be happy. I don't know what that is yet, but I'm going to. I know this is. I have. If I have the money and the income to be stable enough that I can be picky and choose what I really want for the next contract, that's what I need. I need the stability long enough to enable me to have that luxury of picking the right job. So
I don't think you're being as creative as you can be. I feel like you can be more creative, too, on your next contract. Like you're being stifled where you are. So,
true. Yeah.
I don't know what the creative part is. I'm not really sure I know what that is, but they're just showing me that you have a lot more to offer, and they've put you in a box, and that's not who you are. So you need to kind of break out of that box and show them who you really are.
Well, every time I try to break out of that box, they put me right back in it again. So, yes, it's true, but it is the way they want it. So I'm getting paid to do what they want, and I can't. I keep showing them the creative side, but they don't want that creative side. So the next job I get, I'll find, because I'm artistic.
Is there any way that you can keep this job, even though it's not exciting, and explore something else on the other, you know, something else where you could do on the side so that you could at least have that passion back in your life?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, actually. I have been. I'm going to explore that.
If you started on that road, right, then you can get that road to become more of your pay scale, you know, to help you. And then you could get rid of the job that is paying you, you know, that is paying you well. So you need to, like, you kind of take that detour, stay where you are, but start another little detour, and then eventually stay on that other road. It's going to be kind of, again, the key word the council is saying is nothing hasty. Nothing hasty, good decisions that are best for you this time.
Thank you very much. I really needed to hear that. Thank you so much. I appreciate the reading.
No problem.
Thank you.
You be well, Laura, all right?
Thank you. To you too. Thanks, Michael.
All right.
Take care. All right, Lisa, thanks for coming on. It was a great show. A lot of great callers.
No problem. I hope everyone has another good 2 hours. My love to all the listeners and the guests that are coming on. Have a great night and happy Memorial Day weekend.
All right. You too, Lisa. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back next week. Everybody, please redial. We have Psychic Little T coming up, taking your calls. You're going to really love her. And then Medium Vincent Pace. So hopefully the system holds together, and we're able to finish off the night here. Continue the prayers and great energy sent to the radio show. So everybody, please redial, and we'll see you on the other side.